From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia. President Trump says Republican lawmakers have one last chance. But first, Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denying Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner was speaking at the White House in a brief statement after answering questions in a closed-door meeting with Senate Intelligence Committee investigators, the first of two congressional interviews for Kushner this week. Kushner said he had no improper contacts with the Russians.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner is set to face members of the House Intelligence Committee Tuesday in another closed-door session. The United States and Britain launching preliminary talks Monday in Washington on a trade deal that will set up a new trade relationship between the two countries after Britain's exit from the European Union. Britain is hopeful of removing barriers under its current EU arrangement that'll boost trade with the United States by $40 billion by 2030, no one expecting these to be easy negotiations. Massachusetts' highest court ruling Monday it's against the law for local police officers to hold people based exclusively on their immigration status in order to give federal officials enough time to detain them. The state's Supreme Judicial Court concluded that nothing in the statutes or common law of Massachusetts authorizes court officers to make a civil arrest in these circumstances. You're listening to VOA News. At the White House this afternoon, President Donald Trump turning up the pressure on Republicans to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare that they promised that they would do for the past 7 years.
For Senate Republicans, this is their chance to keep their promise. Over and over again, they said repeal and replace, repeal and replace. But they can now keep their promise to the American people to provide emergency relief to those in desperate need of help and to improve health care for all Americans.
The president said that anyone who does not vote to fix the health care system is a vote for the status quo.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, which is what it is.
The president also saying that it's time for Democrats to make up for what he says were mistakes that they made by the harm that they have inflicted on the American people. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Envoy Nikolai Mladenov said a solution needs to be found this week or dangers on the ground will get worse.
It is extremely important that a solution to the current crisis be found by Friday this week. I think the dangers on the ground will escalate if we go through another cycle of Friday prayer without a resolution to this current crisis.
The incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Palestinians have rejected the security measures as a humiliation to Muslims, increasing tensions over who controls the contested compound. The U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, saying today that the test of the military's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. He said the test is a routine measure to make sure the system is ready. Well, on Monday, the parents of terminally ill British infant Charlie Gard abandoned the legal bid to take their son to the United States for experimental care after being presented with dire new medical tests. The couple's attorney, Grant Armstrong, said recent tests on the 11-month-old revealed some irreversible muscular damage and that the couple made their final decision after seeing Charlie's latest brain scans. It's too late for Charlie, Armstrong told Judge Nicholas Francis during a London High Court hearing. The damage has been done. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.